All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, in these morally compromised times, only the morally compromised can survive.
Yeah, no, the second those flags go to half mast, I get out my spiked armor, my
Yeah.
chains, things like that. Get ready,
Well,
get ready to be a warrior of the road, as it were.
hurry up and put those bad boys away because I signed us up for the Police Academy.
Oh man,
Yep.
kind of a hunter becomes the hunted kind of thing. Okay.
I just felt like, there's never been a time in the United States that the police were more popular and respected. And,
I see those bumper stickers, the black and white flag with the thin blue line in the middle all the time. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I just felt like, especially with our history, like it'd be, it's about time to do some more of that. So I went in and we signed up for Police Academy, and we're here at day one of training. I've been talking to the Sarge,
Yeah. Hey,
and
Gary, listen to this. And then I just put in some sound effects there.
Oh, okay.
Like
Not because I
pretend that I made them. Yeah.
okay. I will, but I don't know what they are. So
Yeah.
it's just
Yeah.
like, what am I supposed to, what's my motivation, Cole?
Just
What am I
say
pretending?
like,
Just
oh,
in general.
wait, where's the helicopter coming from?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. There's, oh,
Yeah.
I hear police, men.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, this is mostly like I'm mostly just making sound effects, A, while I'm talking, but B, sound effects that would be in a police station. Continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you put a cup up against this door, you can hear a human right being violated as we speak.
Human rights, what?
Hey, you just passed the first test. Second test is I was talking to Sarge and I told him about the show we do, and he said it's fine as long as we keep it on the straight and narrow. And I said yes, we do. And I convince him. And if you take a look through this one-way glass or two-way glass, I can't remember which one. Two-way glass, I guess, because most two-way mirror. The You look through this police mirror. Look at this justice glass here. And you can see a police lineup of games.
Oh,
The
okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind
usual
of have to
suspects have all
crane
been
my neck
rounded up.
down.
Oh
You
yeah.
could have put them up on a pedestal or something like that,
No. There's crims
but
holding them, but they are short crims.
okay.
I went down to the. I told the Sarge. I was like, Cole's neck has been getting a little big in its britches, so we need to make him crick that shit. Give me your shortest crims, Sarge. And he said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Lieutenant." And
Taught
then,
crimes, taught crimes, taught crimes.
well, Todd Crimes is right there. If you see over
Oh,
the left,
hi,
there's Todd
Todd.
Crimes. Yep. Oh, don't wave, Todd. You're not supposed to. God damn it.
You
The but any
think
as you can see, there are.
they
Go
don't
ahead.
know somebody's looking at
They probably know, but I actually,
them?
who can know the mind of a criminal? That's 3 weeks from now when we do the unit on that.
Okay.
Here you see all these guys here, and do you remember about a week ago when you got mugged?
Yeah, I'd rather not
That
think about
sucked,
it, but
right?
okay, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, that was me. I hired one of these guys to mug you, and now you get to pick out from the lineup which one is holding the game we're gonna do.
Okay. Wow,
And
so
you already spent your money, so I'm sorry about that. But Rough Knuckle Jim over there has a deep, deep 4K TV habit. So
wait a minute. You just okay, first off, did he take all of my money? Second,
he took all the money you had on you, which is enough for 1.5 4K TVs or
okay.
6K of TV.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, huh. Well, and also you just told him, "Hey, can you do this thing for me? You get to keep whatever you take."
Yeah, it was before
Huh.
we done the before I'd done the unit on how to not do that.
Oh, okay. All
So
right, yeah.
I'm learning too, man.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. Man, my memory is so hazy. I think it's the tall guy with an eye patch, a jagged scar, and on the hand that he's not holding the game with, he is holding a big sack that has a dollar sign on it. And also he's
Oh
in the
yeah.
striped shirt. So number three.
Johnny Murders.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what game Johnny Murders has. Let me press the intercom here. Johnny, can you reveal your video game, please? Oh, Johnny, it's
Huh.
Techno Cop.
Cool. Do you mean RoboCop? We haven't done a RoboCop game, have we?
Somehow it's a weirdly enough, it is a different cop.
Oh.
And one thing about this cop is there's very little techno about it.
It's just a man with
The guy with a
a
gun and a pit boy.
gun.
And that's about it.
Fuck.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us? So I need to put a little disclaimer at the front here. I'm suffering from a bad case of the trash lungs. I'm going to try and edit out my coughing. However, there might be some that I miss, especially if I laugh a lot, which I tend to do on this show. So laying that down as a blanket. Okay.
Let me challenge you. Instead of editing it out, remix. Yeah.
Yeah, you just use my hacking as the beat.
Yeah, yeah, hat to the beat.
Okay.
Ludum dare.
I might do that once. I might do that once. Yeah.
But if we run out of stuff to talk about, Megamix.
Club J. Club J. Hymns.
Club Jam. Lung Club. Clubber Lung. Knocking down Rocky in the first round.
Clubber Lung. I'm your DJ, DJ Al Violi.
Whatever those weird little sacks is for blowing out birthday candles.
Yeah.
those bonus sacks. Lungs that you get. Yeah, you get those bonus birthday sacks. Birthday sacks. My birthday sacks. Because you remember learning about those bonus lungs you got?
Oh, just the fact that most of your breathing doesn't fill up your entire lung. So then you get to inhale real deep to get the ones at the bottom.
Yeah, there's a word for it though for your bonus lung. I can't remember what it was, but I just remember that I don't know very much about biology, but that's one of the things I know is
it's a spare lobe.
You get a couple spare chambers in there.
So this week we are playing a game called Techno Cop. This is let me make sure that I'm correct here. Gary, this is here we go. This is a premium one that was suggested by Michael or Mike. I'm not sure if that was a typo or if they spelled their name correctly. And I'm adult who says the first Genesis game to have a content warning. This was clearly trying to ride that RoboCop wave. But also a bunch of other people have put it in the old box there, such as Jay, Neal, and Serg. So this one is a Club Jammer.
Okay, yeah. No, not surprised, because this is pretty bad.
Yeah, I was real surprised. And when you open this up, it definitely reads as a bad port of an Amiga game.
Yeah, it's got that Commodore 64 stank on it. And it is. Like, it's a port. I didn't know that playing it, at first. I looked that up later.
Yeah.
And you can't really, when you first start up, I think when it starts up, it actually does just seem like a racing game. Mm-hmm. It's as soon as you get into the side scrolling section that it has that weird over animated can't shoot while you're ducking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good bullshit.
You get the, and then you get that tongue of the fat man gore going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the only good part about it. Like you walk around and you're supposed to do something. I don't know what it was. And you can either shoot people with a gun or a net. And you shoot them with a net, and it just Spider-Mans them. But if you shoot them with a gun, they melt it. Like, all their skin falls off at once.
Yeah.
Like, their skin and their bones go away.
Yeah. This isn't so much a gun as it is a button that just immediately Walter Whites people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It gets rid of the tub, and it gets rid of the acid. But it also gets rid of the body, too.
Everything that's not a tube, goes away. It just falls away in this bloody mess. And it's pretty good. I was walking around enjoying just dissolving gangsters. I had no idea what I was supposed to do.
No,
I just got a failure message at some point because I'm time traveling. You race for a little while. Yeah, I think you're time traveling. You race for a little while and then your Pip-Boy goes off. You have a Pip-Boy and then you look at your Pip-Boy and you're in a certain time chasing down a specific crim. And then if you don't get that crim or if you either net them or blood them incorrectly, then you go back to regular time.
Okay.
So I think that's what's happening here.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like what I thought was happening was you were just driving along this country road that looks exactly like Road Blasters, and then you get a call from dispatch saying hey, there's a crim up here, and then you just get to that point, pull over, and then you're walking into the seedy den of iniquity, to get them, and if you're there for too long, then they run away.
The reason I thought that I was traveling through time is because of my weird wristwatch.
Mm.
And it has a time on it somehow. Like there's a thing where it's a time. Whoop, excuse me, Techno Cop. Quiet now. But there's a little, let me see if I can kind of scrub through a long play of this.
Yeah.
get my answers. The like the racing part is kind of fine-ish. It's not good.
I don't know what you're supposed to do in that aside from just cover distance. Like, I didn't understand why I had a weapon. I figured maybe later on there was a chase where you had to take people down. But like, I mean, this is a game where you are just straight up summarily executing people anyway. So
it's actually really good. I just pulled up the long play of it, and like, so you're guessing that when you're in the car, you're supposed to pull people over.
Okay.
The guy who's playing this game did it, Miggy on YouTube.
Okay.
And he pulls somebody over, then immediately gets out. There's a little kid doing jumping jacks. He dissolves the kid, and then somebody Krim walks up with a whip and dissolves him. And he definitely, when he shot him, it just made his torso disappear. Like his head and limbs fell down in a bloody heap. And then he went into the crack den or whatever. It has graffiti that says the DOA rules. Yeah, I saw that when I played it. I totally forgot what DOA rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the DOA.
Yeah. My favorite was just somebody who wrote the word punk on the wall in graffiti. Yep.
It's extremely. Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah, boy, this is a good looking den. Someday I'd like to live in a place that could be considered a den.
Yeah.
You know, not like a stuffed ducks on the wall kind of.
Yeah,
den,
not like a Hank den Hill den. Yeah, yeah.
Sex den or like a drug den.
Yeah.
Crime den. You know.
Yeah, a man den.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Once you happens in the man den stays in the man den. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I could definitely go for a den. I don't know.
What kind of den would you choose?
Let's say a taffy den. I don't like taffy. Ooh, taffy, but I think if I had a whole den dedicated to it, then I would kind of have to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to use that room anymore.
Yeah.
Like if I just
smell of rendering taffy 24/7. You know, like
yeah, you have to deal with the pest problems. Yeah, no, yeah. Like if we're just talking about like, you know, I wake up one day in like a dream. There's a new door at the back of my closet, and I open it. There's just a den. Let somebody, you know, the DM rolled a d20, and just like, okay, well, here's the den that you have now. Oh, probably taffy den.
You know. Taffy den's not bad because you can make good money on taffy.
Oh, you know, set up a little stand down by the road.
Yeah, or just like do an honor system thing, like open up the door and then just put like a basket for people to leave their nickels in, and then they're just gonna come in and get mangled in the machinery. and the old Ross blood taffy place becomes a local legend.
Yep.
You know,
oh,
like
man.
getting rendered into taffy, what a way to go.
Yeah,
they say it's painless, like falling asleep, but I bet it's not true.
Be like Mike TV in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I said Chili in the Chocolate Factory.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't do that.
Get that chili out of here. Come on.
More like Willy Wacky. Yeah, Chili in the Chocolate Factory is pretty gross.
Mm. But then again, like you see chocolates that have the like chili powder in them.
Chilies.
Yes, chilies.
But
not the hearty stew that I tend to make.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not the song of your people. Mm. Yeah, the difference between chili and chilies is quite pronounced.
Chilies to go in the chocolate factory.
Is that this is a potentially a boring thought. But I feel like maybe, so if you think of the two kinds of chili, there's like, you know, like sweet chili, like Thai chili. And then there's chili, like stew. I feel like anything that would be good.
Please, you're forgetting Cincinnati chili, which is brown sauce.
Well, I never forget Cincinnati chili.
Right.
But for the purposes of this thought experiment, assume that you can use the brown sauce on anything you would do the second type of chili.
Okay.
I think anything that you could use the second type of chili with would be good with the first, but not vice versa. Mm. So I think about, I was like chili cheeseburger. I think about that as a regular cheeseburger with a bunch of chili topped on it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But if it was chili like Thai chili,
mm-hmm.
also pretty delicious. Chili cheese fries, chili dog, you know, any of those things, pretty good. But you go the other way, you know, and that's when you end up with, you know, chili in your chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, chili spiced tea, you know, but with like chili spices like the meat stew. So it's a one-way street. It's a true one-way street.
Yeah, I could see that. And you know, the problem is that Tex-Mex does not play well with others.
No. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, that was boring.
Yeah, I know. Everyone, there's a couple different moods that I like to record under, and one of them, and it makes it sound like it's a code for like the colors of nuke I'm injecting into my neck. But like one of the ways is interested and curious about everything mode,
Okay.
and I'm feeling a little bit of that. It might be because of this cool rock star recovery energy plus hydration I'm guzzling on top of my little sleep that I got. So I'm really pinching the awakened sleepicules in my brain.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking full sugar soda, which is very rare for me.
Because
I'm
you're recovering.
yeah,
You get
I'm recovering. I've got Sprite in front of me like a good boy,
yeah, it's right. It's just medicine.
because solid calories are still a roll of the dice.
Yeah. And because Sprite somehow has the soda designation of being kind of a medicine. In ginger ale, where like some parents are just like, get you some Sprite, that's gonna take care of you.
Oh yeah, no, just put some ginger ale down there. It's like that Chris Rock bit about Robitussin. It's like, oh,
I don't know.
if just the joke is that his mom was always like, whatever was wrong with him, just give him some Robitussin. Like, oh, I
Oh
broke my
yeah.
leg, mom. Rub some Robitussin on it.
Well, if it makes you go to sleep, it's actually that's pretty good. Like that's the idea then. I remember one of the earliest memories I have of feeling betrayed, in general, was I had some kind of mysterious childhood illness as well, where I had like, I feel like I had a cough for like 6 months, and I don't remember what it was. I was too young to form that memory, but I remember reading the label of the stuff, the cough stuff that my mom got me, and it said quiet coughs, and I took that to mean literally like she was giving me medicine to make my coughs quieter so she could sleep, not giving me medicine that my coughs would go away. Yeah, and I just remember being very hurt by that,
Just like that she didn't spring for the stuff that would actually make you feel better. It was just the
Yeah,
stuff
and
that
that
would
they
be more
just made one that
convenient
just made
for
the coughs lower volume.
her.
Like that's a pretty weird assumption on my idiot kid
Yeah.
behalf. Like,
I mean, but like
I'm so
as a little kid,
loud.
I definitely pointed the TV remote at things that I wanted to be quieter. You know, like kid logic isn't necessarily sound. It's entertaining, but
Yeah.
it's not sound.
It relates to sound, but it's not necessarily sound.
Right.
The I remember doing some stuff like that with the remote as well, which is just super silly. Kid, it's not good and smart. No, I was gonna say, and we shouldn't do this now. For the next game, which is actually pretty interesting, but the next one we're gonna record that's gonna be a public episode, I have like a pretty dynamite story. I just want to get people psyched for it. So,
Do you want to give them a taste, or do you want to leave it the mystery
I
box?
the taste is my old coworkers who do a Halloween party every year. They had one this year. And they hired a professional murder mystery company that included actors. And the thing I kept saying about it was that me as a professional video game podcaster, it was the dorkiest thing I've ever been a part of. So it was really special, man. Like it was something else. It was extra. They were dedicated. So look forward to that, everybody. But for the rest of this one, who fucking
Who
knows?
knows? I don't know. Your parents ever give you
I don't know.
Dimetapp?
Oh yeah, the great delight.
The most delicious medicine there ever was, outside of the bubblegum flavored amoxicillin that was chilled in the fridge.
I would drink a shot of DynaTap right now with some vodka added to it.
Oh yeah. No,
Like
you would voodoo donuts that shit. You would
I would
just
voodoo donuts that shit. I would declare war on my liver. Like goodbye, endocrine system.
I remember I forget so Forrest Gump came out in 94. Yeah, so
I don't
I would have been 7 years old. I remember being incredibly sick, either with allergies or a cold or something. And my parents wanted to go to the movie, but they didn't want to leave me alone. So they
know.
gave me a bunch of Dimetapp, and the first time I saw Forrest Gump, I was out of my mind on sleepy time
Oh.
Dimetapp medicine forever.
You probably missed
Just
all the cool
yeah,
subtext.
just yeah, which is it is the film version of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah, the film version of We Didn't Start the Fire with I can't the I always think about this joke from Mr. Show. Like, Mr. Show is great, but they use words every once in a while that like I wouldn't use now.
But that was the '90s.
The part where they have the progressive priest who's like, "We're gonna take the whole congregation to see Forrest Gump," and everyone like kind of gasps, like it's the coolest thing in the world. And the woman who's there who says, she's like, you know what I say? Gump's for president," and everybody laughs. And he goes, "You know, we actually, you joke, but we believe that Gump can be a role model for regular people and sweetly retarded people alike." Just like something about that delivery from Bob Odenkirk always makes me laugh. Like,
yeah. I don't want to make this episode about how I'm sick, though.
No. We can. I mean, did anything, any truths, unveil themselves to you during your sickness? Like, we can make it about you being sick.
No truths avail themselves to me. It's just that your infections and bronchitis suck. That's really it. Like, I, you know, just spent half my time being crazy on daytime Mucinex, and then being out at, like, just, you know, knocked out cold by nighttime Mucinex. I was just riding that Booger Goblin roller coaster.
Yeah, at the mercy of Big Mucinex.
Yeah,
the entire time.
Yeah,
Mucinex pretty good, man.
Yeah,
like, as far as medicines go, have we talked about that? Like, rank really quickly, rank the medicines.
I mean, ZzzQuil for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you, man.
ZzzQuil's good. ZzzQuil is also tasty. Like, it gives me a little bit of that Dimetapp sense.
Yep.
I think that if I tried to take Dimetapp now, it's especially formulated for kids, I think my skin would fall off. Like, I would just climb out of it like it was a sock.
It'd be way too sugary. You'd be all hyped up from all the sugar. It'd be like drinking two Sprites.
Yeah. Regular NyQuil doesn't really do that much for me. Weirdly, it doesn't make me feel as, like, it doesn't make me feel better from my cold, and it doesn't put me out like ZzzQuil does. So yeah, Mucinex would be pretty up there.
Mucinex is good. I think Mucinex is good for effectiveness. I'm with you on ZzzQuil.
Yeah.
I think that, like, there is literally the only thing that ever gives me a feeling comparable to ZzzQuil is opiates. It's like Vicodin.
Yeah.
Of that feeling of just being like warm and everything is right in the world.
Yeah.
And you're in bed, and bed is the only place you should be. And it's such a good feeling. Like, I don't like it for, like, cause I'll take ZzzQuil when I'm sick, because
if you're not going to feel better, and like no medicine actually makes you feel better, I at least want to be asleep through this. I want to pass time while my body mends itself.
Well, and depending on what symptoms I have and stuff too. Yeah. So if it's like, I'm not really coughing or anything like that, I'm not trying to quiet nothing.
Yeah.
I'll just do that to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And now that, you know, because of various medical things I have, I can't take any good pain relievers.
Right.
So like the main active ingredient in NyQuil is Tylenol, and Tylenol doesn't do anything.
Right.
Like, I can take Tylenol, but it's a fake drug.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like the ancient Greek word for placebo or something like that. Tylenol's garbage.
Yeah.
So now that I live in a world where I can't have pain relievers, I just want to go to sleep, and that, you know, no pain when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So just, just that just womb feeling that comes with a ZzzQuil.
Yeah.
Extremely good.
Prior to this episode, I don't want to make this our failing bodies 2.0, but prior to my bronchitis, prior to PRGE rather, my back was out like in a really severe way that was like, oh, I'm just going to lay in bed and cry, and I can't actually like walk anywhere. Eventually a chiropractor fixed it. So fuck me for being skeptical of that. I needed some relief. So I asked my mom, hey, do you have any painkillers? She said, yeah, I've got Percocet. I don't want to take painkillers, like, but I needed something. I took some of that. I don't understand how people can get addicted to that. Like, on one hand I can, because like, yes, it felt amazing. Like, it did bring me a lot of relief to it, but like I took a half of one even at my body weight. And I was like, it was time travel is what it was. The closest thing would be like a nausea medicine called Fenugreek, which like at one point back when I was a kid and I had pneumonia and also like a stomach flu at the same time, I took Fenugreek and I slept for 22 hours straight.
Cool.
Yeah. No, just like it. So I can understand why people get addicted to that. I'm not calling it a fake thing, but I took it and I was like, whoa, this is not compatible with life.
Yeah, how they can operate, how they can be functional on it. Yeah, I've never had that. I've only had Vicodin, which is the weakest of all the opioids.
Yeah.
So it's just something I can take to go to sleep. It doesn't, I've never had a good fun time travel feeling from it.
Yeah. So I took Percocet thinking it was its own thing, and then I looked at the label and then it's like, oh, Percocet, brand name for OxyContin and Tylenol, which is hilarious. Which is brand name for a nuclear bomb, plus also one of those little firecrackers that you look like a snapper.
They're trying to like reform Tylenol, so they add it to all that stuff. Tylenol was in all the drugs I took too when my shoulder was out. They added it to that, and it was in I think it was in the muscle relaxant I took too. So that's that kind of oblivion, like all I really want, like that sounds good to me. I can understand how people get addicted to that, because I wouldn't want the option at any time to just travel forward 12 hours in time.
No like, I mean, I it'd be like click
whenever I wanted. I would wait mate like hell, and like that's no good. Other drugs that are good, I love so I end up taking a lot of antacids. They feel like they barely count, but I think those are very good. But when a stomach thing, a non-nausea but like acid stomach thing, gets bad enough for me to break out like the Alka-Seltzer Omni or whatever and actually do the fizz, that does me some good. And then with Pepto, classic Pepto.
I like Pepto, but Pepto is a little bit like Tylenol, like it doesn't work fast enough for me. And because it takes so long, I don't realize when it has worked. I'm just kind of like, like it's a little bit like it takes so long that I forget to be grateful for it working.
And I think this, I know I'm not trying to convince you or anything.
What's that?
But I'm not trying to convince you, but you and I both have different, Pepto postures, and I do the liquid, and I think the liquid does work really fast. Because it gives you, if you refrigerate it's the dual function of the medicine and pouring a cold thing into your body.
I do
very grossed out by that. You know, it's not thick, right? It's not mayonnaise.
I understand. Okay. I talked about the refrigerated amoxicillin before.
That's true.
I do liquid at home. I do the solid stuff when I'm traveling.
The solid stuff is good, but it's a good way to have big chunks of weird pinkness in your gums. Like it doesn't dissolve right. So like, I always worry about like going out and being in public and just looking like I like devoured something, like a baby announcement. I don't know.
Yeah, you're like that kid baby announcement. You're like that kid in Pete and Pete who's addicted to Plat candy. And I don't know how much longer we can continue doing this. However, for sheer efficaciousness, I would say Imodium. Actually, like there's nothing that works as quickly and will immediately make your day better than
it's so dangerous though. Because you just ride that throttle a little bit too far on Imodium, man. Like
what do you mean?
You just have too much of it. Like the you block yourself up. I was going down to back in the day, in my heavy drinking days, in my early 20s, we were driving down to one of my friend's roommate's house, and we were going to go party for a weekend, and I had a spot of the old diarrhea, and I didn't want to ruin this weekend I was looking forward to, and that was in like, you know, now if I was going out on a drinking weekend and diarrhea descended upon me, I'd welcome her like an angel.
Right.
You know, I'd be like, oh, okay, I get to skip this weekend and just hang out at home.
Yay.
But then I was just like, no, there's no circumstances why I missed this. So I bought some Imodium, and it was working quickly, but it wasn't the liquid stuff. It was the pill kind, so I wasn't totally sure.
Yeah.
And didn't catch it. So I ended up taking like way too much of it.
Ooh, yeah. No.
And that was no good. And then just on top of that, like just poured, you know, 7 Irish car bombs on top of that. And all my friends were just joking I was gonna die like the entire time, because I was just like, guys, I don't know what I did.
Let me stop up my guts, but also pour a bunch of dairy on this. Hi. My name is Gary.
A bunch of dairy and alcohol.
My name's Gary and I love dairy.
Gary's over here fucking dying of shit gut in 22, and ever since then I've been what is that movie? Yeah, I see dead people.
Sixth Sense?
Damn, I've been a Sixth Sense ghost. I've been one of the goblins from Sixth Sense.
Oh, so when I release these MP3s, it's just me talking?
Yeah, it's just a wind. and the other thing too, and I don't remember the details of it, but like, I'm sure we didn't eat well.
Okay.
That weekend. And that was the same roommate who introduced me to this place that's like, he was like living in a suburb of Chicago, and there's a restaurant there where they had a cheeseburger where they put all of the ingredients of a gyro on top of it.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't like a gyro flavored cheeseburger. It was like the contents of a cheeseburger and the contents of a gyro between two buns.
Yeah, it was like a Kinder egg if the prize inside of a Kinder egg was also a full Snickers.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah, it was a lot. So
Yeah, that's that's too much.
just thinking about what I put my stomach through
No.
that week.
I took a I took a bit of a superstitious break from Imodium. This was, oh my gosh, 2011. It was like when I first got my job at the marketing company, and I went to meet everybody for the first time. I had trouble guts because I've got trouble guts. So I took the drive down to Cincinnati, and I had I had, Imodium in my system because I wanted to stop that up real good. I got there and I had a panic attack. And that led to me throwing up in the bathroom. Like I stepped out like, hey, I'm gonna excuse myself from this meeting, meeting all of you for the first time. Hi, I'm very sweaty and red, and I'm gonna go and fall down in the hallway a couple of times on the way to the bathroom, throw up, cool my face against the tile, rinse my mouth out, come out and say, hey, I've got to go. And then wonder whether or not I have this job anymore when I leave. I like in my head, what happened was, I took the Imodium to stop my trouble guts, and my body was like, oh, you're going to close a door, huh? Well, guess what? God's going to open a window. I thought that I only threw up because because I took all that Imodium, and like my body had to do something to make its protest known that I was in a strange situation with strange people.
And weirdly, like not weirdly, I always think bodies are gonna work that way, and they kind of don't. You
No.
know, like when I was younger, I thought I had a digestive system much closer to a fly.
Yes, you're
You
monitored.
know, I was I just had this one tube. You know, and it's like if it didn't, you know, it'd be like holding my thumb over the front of a hose or something, you know. But in fact, it's two separate systems of tubes. You know, you got stomach tube and you got gut tube, and totally different tube situation. So,
There's some sinister stuff going on in the message boards for this, Gary. For techno, for techno cop.
Actually, I own this board. I own this board. Or did you go to the C64
The
one?
C64 one, baby.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah, I always forget to go to ports. Can I say that because the Genesis one has no good stuff on it? Can I say the one thing that I thought was funny before we move on to that is on the right, there's a games you may also like section, and under Gauntlet 4 it says the greatest adventure game of all time is now available for Sega Genesis. Like Gauntlet 4. I like you, but you're batting above your weight class just a little bit.
Little bit. I think you're promising more than you can deliver, my friend.
The greatest adventure game? No, you mean this year or on the Genesis? No, no, my friend, of all time. So that's the one little bit of that. But now that I'm looking, there are a bunch of. Let me scoot on over to the. Oh, there is a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, Shadow Dragon 777's back.
Oh, have we encountered Shadow Dragon like
I
before?
believe that we have conquered the Shadow Dragon once before.
Okay,
So.
so the yeah, I couldn't remember if we had seen Shadow Dragon. Shadow Dragon is doing something here that is there's a lot of communication, but there's very little information being put across. There are several threads called Gathering of Shadows. And from what I can tell, it is a bunch of alts of people just writing just responding to this thread with the following format: number, comma, reporting in, and then maybe a little phrase.
Like agent.
Yes.
Yeah,
Like so
agent 10, agent
no,
15.
like number one, reporting in, number two, reporting in, cold storage is evil, former name Master Rex. But like it's a bunch of people like with their sock puppets or whatever doing this for 20 plus pages three
Yeah, there's
times.
213 of them on the one I looked at. Shadow Dragon is definitely gathering an army of some kind. I don't care for that.
No. In addition to that, we also have somebody who is running this place alongside that, or did circa, let's say, 2008 to 2010. Initially called COD5 Rocks, RAWKS, but then they changed their name to Technocop, or at least made themselves an
Ooh.
alt for Techno underscore Cop. I think like this is the guy from Breaking Bad who gives people new identities. I think we got
Oh,
people
okay.
coming in here and like this is the one piece of paper that links their new life to their old.
Okay. Shadow Dragon is creating new men. And does it make you more or less scared when you learn that Shadow Dragon 777 has beat Balls 3D?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I
Cock
didn't
it.
where
That's very cute, but you have to stop.
what's he doing?
He's so I get everything out of my apartment because I'm moving tomorrow, and my shadow is moving up against the wall, and he's scratching it,
Oh.
like it's either like it's me, which is the cute option, or like it's just a thing that's moving and he's trying to kill it.
Okay, yeah.
I throw a t-shirt onto his face.
Oh.
Take that, goblin. You sweet, sweet boy. But yeah, he's beat Balls 3D, and he tried the Shivering Isles.
You
Command
should
and
finish
Conquer Red
that. It's
Alert, he
very good.
conquered. That's cute. Oh yeah, I don't, I didn't, I missed the first part of that, but like we could do Shivering Isles on its own if we ever not didn't want to do Oblivion.
Yeah.
I mean, it would require all the same generalities, so that's the trick.
That's the
Like it'd
thing,
make
right?
more sense to do it just with Oblivion, but like
Yeah.
Shivering Isles is very good.
Yeah.
It's uncommonly good for Bethesda. So
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to call our attention to what was going on. We have a couple of things. We've got the Gathering of Shadows. We have something that says bring back to life, and then somebody says money, okay, thanks, bye. Somebody says bye, and then the third person says expected money tree. This is definitely the output, and the input is elsewhere. This is some like weird call and response number station shit.
Expecting money tree makes me think it's going to be one of those, if you see this thing, comment this to get good luck or whatever.
Yeah. Weird.
Interesting. I don't like it. I don't care
No.
for it.
No. Sinister.
Absolutely sinister.
Yeah.
Dislike. Gosh, I do not care for Shadow Dragon. Or his antics, or the fact that he only tried the Shivering Isles, but he beat Balls 3D. That seems off to me.
A little bit.
I don't care for that.
Oh, well.
Do we have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
That's probably about good.
Probably a blanket disclaimer. Don't take medicine that isn't prescribed to you, let's say.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just laying that out there. Do
We
as I
did
say,
our
not
like
as I
tight
do.
five on how we, I mean, we say that, but then we also just recently recorded a thing where we advocated
Oh, yeah.
just taking our own medicine and doing your own thing. So I don't
Yeah,
know.
so
Do
there's
how
that.
about don't listen to us and just
Yeah,
do what you want? Like,
pick your truth, pick your preferred truth. I just opiates, weird.
It is weird. Like we're not making light of opiate addiction. I don't want anyone to get addicted to opiates.
Right.
Occasionally, I find use for opiates
Yes.
personally without being addicted. I guess that's the takeaway here.
I think so.
So thanks everybody for supporting us. Thank you for purchasing us this if you did. And
Yeah, thank you, Micah.
thanks, Micah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
The only thing you can really do is tell your friends if you like this episode and this show.
Yeah.
Please do.
Because so Gary, I think you're acting as though this is a premium one. No, this is a regular.
Oh, I thought it was a premium one. That's why I didn't tell that story.
Oh, oops.
Well, that's okay. It'll be in the next one.
Yeah.
The
Sorry.
shit.
No, this is not a premium. So the usual stuff applies there. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah, do that. Ratings and reviews on iTunes, also extremely useful. What else? That's a good amount.
I think so.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Until next time, I don't like when people make cops or dogs into cops, so I don't want Who's Cop Dog.
No.
Techno Dog, on the other hand, I'm into.
Yeah. It gives them
So
a second lease on life.
a second leash on life.
Yeah.
Techno Dog.